Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jen A. I'm here in Colorado and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks be to God. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. It's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter titled, There is a Solution. We're on page 17. We're on the first paragraph. It begins with, We of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're reading through one paragraph ending with, they have solved the drink problem. We're going to comment on that one paragraph only. So our Team Tuesday readers and service members for the month, thank you for your service in April. I have 12 Steps, Joni C., 12 Traditions, Bonnie B., our readers of the text, Elena C., Carolyn S.H., and Heidi B., newcomer greeter Vanita L., and our second hour moderator, Eileen M. The reference numbers for yesterday, which was Monday, April 29th, are the following. For the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Big Book Study recording, we have 21,355. That's 21355. And the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Big Book Study recording is 21,356. So 21356. Here's the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. It is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Here's our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Joni C. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Joni C., gratefully recovered from Minnesota, but not cured. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
I will now ask Bonnie B. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. Bonnie B. From Florida, gratefully recovered by the grace of God today. The 12 traditions, number 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And step 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for allowing me to be of service this month, and I will pass.
Thank you so much, Joni C. and Bonnie B. for your service. This is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're reading a paragraph or two from the literature, then we're going to stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions of the Big Book mean to us. So to share, you're going to press star 1 to unmute your phone. And then once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. So today we are starting There Is a Solution in the Big Book on page 17. We're in that first paragraph, and I will now ask Elena C. to begin reading.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elena C. from South Carolina. Recover for today. There is a solution. We of Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved their drink problem. So I like that the chapter, There's a Solution, starts with the word we. So the solution is we. So in other words, if I am becoming I again, just like before, trying to go into diets and maybe and maybe not, I can just reach out to God, everyone, and then I'm not, this is not the solution. And another thing is this book was written in 1939, and there were not too many alcoholics at that time, but yet they were as hopeless as Bill and nearly all have recovered. Now there are more than thousands and thousands, and they're all over the world, and those are all we. And one of the attributes of this program is that we are becoming a part of this community that is spreading every day spirituality and God. And we can solve our drink problem by solving our spiritual problem. Our problem is not about eating. It's about not having God. And it's about isolation. And it's about, you know, depression that comes from, I have no idea what else to do. And all I needed to do is open up my mind about and listen to what you guys have to say. And maybe, you know, since you have been so graciously spreading this language of recovery, my mind got more open, and so I could open then my heart to get the spirit of my higher power. But the message that you are sending it every day in these meetings, and not only, and we are no longer hopeless, and we cannot make it if we're not considering ourselves a part of this amazing community that is like no other, and it's the most supportive community I've ever had. If I just consider myself a part of this we. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elena C., for getting us started today. And we do value everyone who's here on the line today. We value your experience, strength, and hope. And we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So just share the air. If you'd like to share with us today, first name, first initial of your last name, I'll be taking a list one at a time. Go right ahead.
Joanne B.
from Vermont.
Trisha W., Massachusetts.
Trisha
Robin
W. from Massachusetts.
Robin P. in Italy.
Robin P. in Italy?
Yes. Yeah.
Rob A.
Okay. Rob H.
Did you get me, Jen?
Nope, I didn't. Thanks, Harlan. Harlan G. Sure. Anyone else?
Vasa O.
Oh, Vasa, thank you. Okay. Vasa O. Here we go. All right. Let's do Joanne B. from Vermont. We'll then hear from Trisha, Robin, Rob, Harlan, and Vasa, and then after that, we'll take another list of names. Good morning to you, Joanne B.
Good morning. This is Joanne B. from Vermont. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for this meeting and for your service. Just kind of riffing off of what Elena said at the beginning. You know, before I came in to OA, I was very isolated in my process.
Did we lose ya, Joanne? Or Joanie?
Anyway,
there you go. Sorry, we lost you. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So I was so into myself. I was very isolated. And it was like I was at the point where I felt like I was like the little boy, holding his finger at the dike, trying to hold the water. And I couldn't do it anymore. I was so tired. And I was so, like, out of ideas. So when I came to OA, it was such a relief to know that there were so many other people that knew exactly how I felt and did the things that I did. And I instantly felt at home. And that's what they're talking about here in the big, what they're talking about in the big book is it's a we, it's a community. And not only is it, the we, you guys, like, embraced me, I found a sponsor following the steps, and I got a spiritual solution, and I could not have done that alone. There's no way. And now I can help other people. It definitely, when you're on your own, it's like I was so dependent on self all the time that it becomes exhausting. And now I have this sense of freedom from food and that lording over me and that problem of having to solve the food, solve the eating problem. I don't have that anymore. It's gone. And it's because of this amazing program and all you people and all the people helping me out there. Anyway, that's all I have for today. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Tricia W., you're up next, followed by Robin P. Go right ahead, Tricia.
Good morning, everyone. Tricia in Massachusetts, compulsive overeater. And I am recovering. I am not recovered. And I put sugar down over about a year and a half ago. And I've had periods of abstinence. And then I was kind of loosey-goosey with weighing and measuring. You know, and I've heard, or I asked myself, and I heard it on a meeting, do I have entire abstinence? And the answer is no. And so, you know, here I am today. I've never shared on a meeting. And what I know is that I need to participate in my own recovery. And as has been said, it's a WE program. So this paragraph just gives me a lot of hope. I mean, it really has helped me a lot today. So that's all I've got. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Well, thanks so much, Tricia W. from Massachusetts, for hopping on today and sharing with us. Welcome. Robin P., you're up next, followed by Rob H. Go ahead, Robin.
Thank you so much. I'm Robin P. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Apulia, Italy. Currently, we normally live in Costa Rica, and we're traveling around in a van. I'm so grateful for the program. I'm in so alone 8.5 years ago. I'm so grateful for my abstinence and recovery today. We were robbed last week in the van. We had a wonderful week with friends the first week at their chateau, and then we were robbed last week in the middle of the night in our van in France. And I woke up at 4 a.m. screaming at this man. And who took our phones and some money. And the miracle, and we had no communication. I was in total isolation for several days while they were trying to hook up our AT&T eSIM cards. And it reminded me so much. I was so grateful to be in recovery, but I couldn't call anyone. I couldn't reach anyone. We lost all our contacts, all our pictures, all of our videos, all of our email, all of our everything. And it's been such a road for a week of trying to get some things back. iCloud didn't work, and so we lost all of our pictures and photos. And I'm so grateful that as people texted me, I got their numbers, and then I could reach out to them. And a group of my God squad in this program texted me this thread of 14 people, and I was able to get help. And get back on a meeting. The phone is working again, so I can dial into meetings. And just so grateful. And wow, it was such a horrible feeling to be in that isolation again. And this time it was different because I wasn't in the food. I was with God and my husband, and God just kept taking care of us one moment at a time. And I'm so grateful for the rooms. I'm so grateful to be abstinent and recovered today. I'm so grateful to be in connection with my sponsor. Again, I didn't have her number. But God just kept taking care of us one day at a time. I'm so grateful for the WE. You know, I always remember that isolation and illness begin with I, and wellness begins with WE. And the more WE I have in my life, the better I do. And I'm so grateful for all the things that I do every day to stay abstinent and recover today. And God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. from Italy, originally from Costa Rica, maybe on the list. Let's see. Okay. So Rob H., you're up next, followed by Harlan G. Good morning, Rob.
Yes, good morning. This is Rob H. From New York, recovered compulsive overeater. I just wanted to come on the line. I really appreciated that first share, you know, not having God and isolation were definitely a big part of my my program in the beginning. Was definitely not having God in isolation. That was my program. But I think I'm, you know, learning this program. And, you know, I was talking to a sponsee a couple days ago, and they were telling me their fifth step. And I was just like, this person's telling me the exact same, telling me my life, basically. And it was, it was pretty interesting to hear that. And I don't know what bigger, I don't know what it is, but it's like there's something about that that is very, makes me feel good. So, I mean, it wasn't good things that he was sharing, but, you know, it's just like it made me feel good and feel connected that, you know, that I'm really, that other people have had the same experiences that I have, and I wouldn't get that anywhere else except here. So I'm going to keep coming back. Yeah, Rob H. from New York, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Rob H., for sharing with us today. Up next, we have Harlan G. Go right ahead, Harlan. Followed by Ross O.
Thank you very much, Jen. I appreciate your service this morning. For thousands and thousands of years, alcoholism has been a scourge on families whose children looked up at the sky through tears in their eyes and said, "Why my dad? Why my mother?" For thousands and thousands of years, there was nowhere to turn. There was nothing that could be done. Oh, there were snake oil salesmen who came around and said, "This is the cure for alcoholism," but it wasn't. The book project took shape in 1936, toward the fall of 36. And the first chapter that was written is called "There Is a Solution." This is the first chapter that was written. And the title of the chapter is not only a direction, but a promise. There is a solution. Emphasis on is. There is a solution. So for the first time in thousands and thousands of years, there is a place to go. There are steps to take. There are people who you can relate to that speak and understand the language of the heart. It is God Almighty that brought this together for the people of Earth. It is God Almighty that through a series of thousands of miracles brought this about so that the world will never be devoid of a solution to alcoholism, drug addiction, compulsive overeating, gambling, you name it. Now for me, and I am strictly speaking for me, there is a solution. I'm not good at making choices most of the time. I don't like making choices. Sometimes I don't trust myself, so I try to cheat off someone else's paper to see what did they choose. And if they chose it, then it must be the smart choice. And if I'm choosing something, it must be the dumb choice. That's just how I was born. I'm a lot better with that now. But for a long time, I had a lot of trouble making decisions. There is a solution. One, for me. I don't know about for you. We don't have a monopoly on God. I get that. But the solution for me is in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it is nowhere else. For some other people, that may not be true. We do not have a monopoly on God. But for me, there is a solution is the greatest promise in the world, and there is a solution helps me out because now I don't have to make decisions. I can move forward in my program of recovery knowing that the solution that is presented in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is not only the best solution, but I don't have to think about it. I can just do it. This was the first chapter written. The second one was chapter 3, more about alcoholism. But this chapter was originally what was presented as the book to people to see if they had an interest. There is a solution. There is a solution to me is one of the greatest sets of promises that the world and God have ever presented. Well, God, not the world. And with that, Jen,
time, please.
I pass. Thanks for your service. Thank you.
Perfect timing. Thanks, Harlan.
Thank you.
All right, next up we have Vasa O, and then I'll take another list of names. Go right ahead, Vasa.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Jen, for your service. And I'm Vasa, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, calling from Foxborough, Massachusetts. And I was so excited to find out about the solution when I read the foreword for the first edition. We of all of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And I was just, you know, I had been looking for the solution for many, many years, and I didn't even know food addiction was a disease or I had the allergy. I had no clue. I just, you know, battled it for years and years trying to find the solution in different ways, you know. And I, by the time I came to the 12 steps of OA, there was nothing more for me to left to look for, you know. And I've been so sick and tired of being sick and tired, trying to look for the solution, couldn't find it. And it, to me, like, it was a promise. If you follow the directions, Vasa, the way they're laid out in the big book, and you will recover like some of those people, some of those people have recovered. And I was just so willing. And my sponsor said, just have an open mind. Just, you know, let's try it. And I had nothing to lose than all the weight that I had carried over the years. And plus, more and more, it was getting so progressive. And I've said this many times, I did not want to die. And I was dying gradually without even knowing. I knew I was dying physically, but emotionally and spiritually, I didn't know that part. And I was going to come to OA, and I was going to lose the weight. And I came for the vanity. Thank you, my higher power. I stayed for the sanity. And this is it for me. This is my Bible, you know. And then everything else comes after this, you know. And I'm just so grateful that the recovery is right here. And the only thing my sponsor said in those years, the only thing I want from you is just to pass it on. There's nothing. I'm giving it to you free and give it away freely as I'm giving it to you. And that's what I do. And it saved my life. You know, I've been almost half of my lifetime into this program. I was like 41 years old when I came, and I'm 79, and I'm very proud and happy to tell you that. I have life I never imagined I would have. There have been ups and downs over the years, but I never left the program. I never stopped working the steps or the tools, and I just keep coming and coming. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Vasa. Oh, excuse me. All right. Well, if you've just joined us, if you're a little late this morning, you're welcome. We're here. We're in There Is a Solution, a new chapter in the big book. We're on page 17. We're on the first paragraph. It starts with through one paragraph. They have solved the drink problem. It's okay. They have solved the drink problem, and we're going to comment on that one paragraph only. So you're going to give me your first name and the first initial of your last name. I heard Pete B. Who else?
Maria.
Christina J., North Carolina.
Okay, I heard Christina J., and then there was a bunch of you at the beginning. Go right ahead. One
Cheryl
time.
L.
Patty O.
Joanne D. Joanne D. New York.
Joanne D. I missed there. Sherry
P.
M. Cheryl Petty. Sorry, who was it, M?
Sherry M.
Thank you, Sherry, for saying that again. This is who I have. Pete, Cheryl, Patty, Christina, C-I-N-A. I don't know how to spell your name. Joanne D. and Sherry. Anybody else that would like to share this morning?
Pedro B.
Pedro. All right. All right, that sounds good, folks. Let's wrap it up there, and if we have more time, we'll add it. Let's see, I have Pete B., Cheryl L., Patty, Christina, Joanne, Sherry, and Pedro. Pete, take it away.
Thanks, Jen. Sorry about that. I think my microphone cut out, or my speaker cut out when you were talking, so I apologize for stepping out of line. But my name is Pete B. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm recovered today by God's grace and mercy, and I am in Pennsylvania. No, it's interesting. You know, it says men and women who were once as hopeless as Bill, meaning that that's past tense, right? And so we are not hopeless. And the word were is, I think, is super important because it is in past tense. And in every instance that the book uses the word were, it's always in past tense, right? So we are not hopeless, right? And we're not hopeless because we follow the program of recovery. And every day in this meeting, we say, here are the steps which are suggested as a program of recovery, right? And another interesting thing about those steps don't even mention another person at all, except in step 5, step 9, step 10 if we've harmed someone, and step 12 when we carry the message, right? So 75% of the program of recovery has nothing to do with another person. You know, we'll often hear, this one came up, I guess, pretty recently. I don't remember hearing it a long time ago. You know, that the opposite of addiction is connection. I can't find that definition. I can't find the antonym, you know, being connection. The opposite of addiction is abstinence, entire abstinence. Right? The drink problem is solved for Bill when he stops putting alcohol in his system. Because Bill, like me, has an allergy of the body and obsession of the mind. And what I've learned through my experience and witness to hundreds of other people is that you can't get the allergy of the body if you don't put the substance in or engage in the behavior that causes the phenomenon of craving. If you do, if I do, there's no we that's going to save me. There's no group of drunks. There's no better philosophy of life that's going to rescue me from that. The fellowship, the we, is so important. It's so much fun. But it's not the program of recovery. It's an aspect of the program of recovery, where we fortunately get to carry this message and be available to the next sick and suffering person who darkens our door. But we are doing a disservice to that individual if we try to position the we as the solution. But this rest of this chapter is going to continue on to tell us what the solution is. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
All right, thank you so much, Pete B. from Pennsylvania. Up next, we have Cheryl L., followed by Patty O. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Cheryl L. I'm calling this morning from Florida. Very grateful to be on the line and very grateful to be with all of you. You know, in reading the beginning of this chapter and just reflecting on my own journey, yes, I tried to do this by myself for many years, over and over again, because I thought I knew, you know, I thought I knew what the answer was, and the truth is that I didn't know. I needed examples, and when I read this beginning paragraph, what I hear, the we part of that, was I needed to hear what other people were doing to stay recovered from their addictive foods a day at a time. I needed the examples of working the steps of love and service, of accepting myself exactly as I am today, but moving towards the ideal of what my higher power would have me be. And I found that. I found that in this meeting, and I found it by connecting with others. And so today I'm just I am seeking to be a friend among friends. You know, we read yesterday about being a friend versus being a sponsor, and I think that's a good place for me to be today, is to be a friend and to reach out and to accept people reaching out to me, because I don't want to be alone anymore. I don't want to be in isolation, because I've discovered that, you know, together we can do what we can't do by ourselves. We live in a world that's riddled with so much negativity. But here is where I find, a different attitude, a new outlook on life, those promises being fulfilled, in our lives. And so a day at a time, I continue to trudge this road. And I am so grateful that you're all here to trudge it with me. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl L. Up next, we have Patty O, followed by Christina J. Good morning to you, Patty. Where are you calling from today?
Hi, my name's Patty O, and I live in Florida. And I'm a compulsive overeater who I don't understand why, but I seem to be free of the compulsion to hurt myself with food. The first speaker talked about we, and I just breezed right over that word when we just read the chapter. And I know that when I am my own solution, it ultimately does not work. I've paid thousands of dollars and have decades of experience with what does not work. And all those thousands of dollars to get the membership or buy the pill or whatever, or have the surgery, ultimately led me back to being an I. And for me on my own, chances are it's not going to work. About 8 months ago, I came to Vision not believing it was going to work, like it hadn't worked for so many times before. But I surrendered and I accepted and I became willing to do what was suggested. And slowly by slowly, I have come to a position of freedom and hope. And I have that. My problem is I want to isolate. People are scary and they're hard for me to be with. And somehow I'm finding the courage to reach out and open myself up to who knows what. I just talked to my sponsor Sunday and told her I'm regressing here. I'm not breaking my abstinence, but I'm not becoming a part of the wig. And so I committed myself to phone calls and sharing and being a part of the we. So I had a really good day yesterday. I became a part of, I'm so glad that in that regression, I did not pick up the food. So grateful for that. And need all of you people. Anyway, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Patty O from Florida. Up next, we have Christina J. Excuse me. Good morning, Christina.
Morning, Jen. Thanks for your service. Christina J. in North Carolina. Wow, you guys are all, we are like lotus flowers coming up out of the mud. And how beautiful we become as we come up out of the mud. It took me so long to embrace the solution. And what brings me to the solution, the true solution, what brings me to the true solution is the steps. And the tools. The steps and the tools themselves, I can work the steps hard, I can work the tools hard, but if I don't get out of the way, there's a lot of mud for me to come up out of. I can put the food down, but I got the mud of self to rise up out of. And these steps and tools help me do that, but I have to surrender to them and do them. Action. Action is the bridge to freedom. As far as I'm concerned. And what is the solution that I have come to today? What do I want more than the effing chocolate cake when I am in pain, which I've been in a lot of pain lately. I have some physical issues going on. What is going to give me relief? spelled for me G-O-D. Gift. So it's a gift. And it took me a long time to say, I must work this program so I can connect. You know, in the beginning, I thought I was connected like a lot of people. And it took me a long time to really realize what that connection meant. What does the connection mean? I have got a brain that's insane. It jumps up and down all the time and tries to take over, and it does, especially when my character defects come up, my old wounds, and stab me in the gut. I just get lost and everything, but I got to crawl back because my only solution is God. That's my solution. I call it that. I have a lot of other names for it, too, nature, love, you guys. And that, for me, is where the we is because if God is everything or if God is nothing, then I get to embrace it all. Because God is everything. God is even my pain because it drops me to my knees. Because the only solution I have is to go to my knees in pain, in any kind of pain. That's what this program takes us to the awakening, to the experiences. As we know, we get through 4 through 9 and we begin to have that. In the beginning, we might be dry. We might have a connection to God in some way, but or we might not have any. How do I get it? Do the steps. Uncover, discover, and discard, as one of our members so lovingly says. Uncover yourself. Come up out of the mud. Because underneath all is a beautiful lotus flower. And imagine what color you are. I think I'm a reddish pink one. I want to be passionate and loving for my fellows. And some days I'm a white one. You know, just imagine that. Beautiful, reaching for the sun, for the love, for the light. And I certainly do not have utopia every day. That's something I strive for. Maybe one day I'll have it. But right now I got a lot of mud to come up out of still, and I got a program that helps me do it. As Harlan shared, we have nothing else, and thank God we have this. Otherwise I'd be 500, 600 pounds and miserable and depressed and isolated. What do I want, the we or the I? Anyway, thank you for letting me share. I'm so grateful for all of you and all of you beautiful lotus flowers. I pass.
Thank you, Christina J. from North Carolina. Up next, we have Joanne B., followed by Sherry M. Good morning, Joanne. Where are you calling from?
Good morning, beautiful people. It's a beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I love all of you. I love listening, and I hardly ever share, but I learned so much, and there is a solution. And, you know, I ran after every solution that there ever was, just like all of you, and, you know, got pregnant. Shots of pregnant woman's urine in my buttocks, losing 8 pounds overnight, racing my brain dead over black beauties, fainting just so I could lose weight for my high school graduation, and fainting the day before, losing 70 pounds in 6 months, losing 140 pounds in a year, you know, being as low as 128 and as high as 287 at 5'2". I was insane with this disease, and, you know, just learning that it was a disease was the most amazing thing. And when my doctor told me, Joanne, what are you doing? You're killing yourself. You're morbidly obese on the BMI chart. And I was like, I don't know what to do, doc. And he's like, OA Zoom. And I went, OA Zoom? OA Zoom? I could be with people? Like, I don't have to do this alone anymore? I don't have to be lonely and binging my face off and eating out of bags and boxes. And, oh, man, what a solution that was to find this program again after leaving 30 years prior, 1986, I remember, I came. And there was too many morbidly obese people there for me to really want to keep coming back. And, you know, the solution is, in these 12 steps, these 12 traditions, these beautiful principles, this big book. You know, I always said I came in here as a Christian 30 years later and loving God and just having a beautiful, intimate relationship with Him. I talk to Him like Daddy God, you know, like people say they have a hard time praying. Well, I just chat with Him all day long and want to take Him with me wherever I go. And I have a beautiful, beautiful recovery today, you know, and Barbara Streisand had it right when she said, people, people who need people, all the luckiest people in the world. And I really, I don't like the word luck. For me, I say blessed. I am very blessed to be a part of this community, to be a part of this fellowship, to have friendships today, people that get me. I travel the world in my retirement with beautiful women who get me and who are in recovery. And I work my program. Harlan always says it's not for people who want it or need it. It's for people who do it. And I do it. And I do it along with all you people who have 30, 40, 50 years of recovery. No sugar, no flour. Like, that's amazing that I'm living over 3 years without any sugar, wheat, or corn flour. I had a little slip and had the black bean flour and the
time, please.
Bean flour. But that's it. This program works, and keep coming back. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Joanne D. Up next, we have Sherry M., followed by Pedro B. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry M., and I live in New York. Thanks, everybody, for all your great shares, and I feel like I'm part of a team when I hear all of you. Together, everyone achieves more. I think that this reminds me, this paragraph reminds me of we versus I. We is wellness and I is illness. I heard that from somebody, and that really struck me. Together, we can get better. But if I am alone in my food, I'm going to be ill. I'm going to stay ill, and I'm not going to be helpful to anybody else. Last night, I was feeling a little down, and I got on the app, and I made myself available, and I learned from other people, and hopefully I passed something on to them, and I felt so much better. It's a simple program, but we have to work it, and we have to work it every day. Like, if I go on vacation, it doesn't go away. I still have to connect with God on vacation. I still have to work my program. I still have to do the steps. Because I want to be well, and I can't do it unless you're all with me. So thanks for being with me on this journey. I pass.
Sorry, I'm having trouble unmuting today. Joanne D., thank you very much. Sherry M., thank you. Pedro B., you're up next. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Jan. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you. Go right ahead, Pedro.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Thanks, everybody, for your service. My name is Pedro B. I live in San Bernardino, California. Very happy to be here this morning. I didn't sleep very well last night. And I'm really happy that I got into the meeting. And they're reading page 17. Yeah, there is a solution, chapter 2. And, you know, I have learned. No, I realize I know only a little. The little I know, I have learned from this book and from Alcoholics Anonymous. And now Overeaters Anonymous, right? So I have heard that there is a solution. And what I heard is that every problem has a solution. Every single problem has a solution. So I love, you know, the last sentence where it says, they have solved the drink problem. So I need to know what my problem is, right? I need to know what my problem is so that I can seek the solution. You know, another thing that I like that I've heard is that I get drunk and we stay sober. In OA, I overeat and we stay abstinent. You know, yeah, I this idea of the past tense, you know, I was looking at the first sentence on the forward to the first edition where it says, we of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. So at this moment, I'm recovered because I'm not in the state of hopeless. I'm not hopeless at the moment. I'm not overeating at the moment. I'm not drinking. You know, I'm an addict. I'm addicted to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, dead, sugar, flour, big amounts of food. You know what I mean? The more we be revealed, you know, and there is a solution for me. And yeah, the solution is in this book. The solution is in the book. And of course, you know, what I really have, all I have really, is just a daily reprieve contingent on my spiritual condition. So I need to work on my spiritual condition today. The most important thing in my life is my spiritual condition. If my spiritual condition is in the right place, it's easy to stay sober. It's easy to stay abstinent. So all I need to do really is just this 24 hours ahead of me, work on my spiritual condition. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Pedro B. Well, we do have a little bit of more time on the clock this morning. Is there somebody else who would like to share on the paragraph
Shanna.
That was read today? Shanna C.
Shanna C. Tinny.
I'll go ahead and take Shanna C. and then we'll have to stop there. Go ahead, Shanna.
Good morning, Jen. This is Shanna C., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Tennessee. Just thank you so much for your service and thanks to everyone who shared. You know, for me, what jumps out is in this paragraph is nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. And one of the things that just keeps popping into my mind is an area in the doctor's opinion of this same big book. We keep talking about the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, for those who are new. You know, the doctor's opinion goes in and describes the physical allergy, the phenomenon of craving, all the things. The things that set a compulsive overeater, alcoholic, whatever, apart as a distinct entity, which is that, you know, that inability to process whatever that ingredient is, like a normal person. Why don't, when I eat it, I eat more and more and more, whatever, I can't stop. And then I forget how bad this pain and suffering was of even a week or a month ago, and I pick it back up again thinking I actually have the power of choice to control it. The truth of the matter is, for me, I don't. There are plenty of people who are able to go on diets, plenty of people who are able to find religion, plenty of people find all kinds of other solutions, and they get well, whatever. But for me, you know, frothy, it talks about frothy emotional appeal seldom suffices. Maybe it can encourage someone to grab a hold and get well. It didn't for me. For me, it had to be a story of depth and weight. And when I could identify with someone who ate the way that I did and reacted to it the way that I did, then I was able, I mean, when they had solved it and they weren't doing that stuff anymore, they had changed. That's what's really attractive to me. And I'm telling you, for me, in my own experience, there have been times where I have been unable to pick up that phone and call someone. I've been unable to make a 10-step call, if that's the rule, you know. There have been times where I have deliberately set out and made sure in restaurants or whatever, there are no alcoholic ingredients in my food or whatever, and I've done all the homework necessary, and the stuff still happens beyond my control. And I have found in my own experience, the only thing that's kept me from picking up that compulsive bite is the power greater than myself that I've tapped into by working these steps. But really, it relieved my obsession before I started working when I hit that level of absolute desperation and cried out to God of my understanding for help, because I had fully conceded to my innermost self that there was no hope for me other than a power greater than me. That's when it was relieved. And then I was shown a way to live and then a way to help others through it. That's how I get to stay abstinent one day at a time. It's a new way to live, and it's a better way to live, and I wouldn't trade my worst day today for my best beforehand. So anyway, thanks everyone for your service. So glad this thing works for me and glad to be here. That's it.
Thank you, Shanna C. from Tennessee, for closing us out today. All right, folks, thanks to everybody who shared. Thanks to all who are listening today. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the closing. The share ID for today, here you go. Grab your pen and paper. For Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, the last Tuesday of the month, we have the share ID as 21,358. That's 21358. That's the 7 a.m. edition. So we'll now close with a reading from the big book on page 164, and that's going to be followed by the Serenity Prayer. Carolyn S.H., could you please read a vision for you?
Hi, this is Carolyn S.H., gratefully recovered in Massachusetts. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you.